Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce.
Welcome to hour two of the show. We'll get to the Draymond Green sound here shortly. But Sean brought up a name and a reason for him not being at what amounts to a walkthrough before a game. And I'm only bringing him up because he might be one of the reasons the Rockets don't make the playoffs beyond the whole slow start to the year. But remember when Golden State had that had those two games in the state of Florida on back-to-back nights, and the Rockets were closer to them than they are now as far as the play-in chase? I think they might have been a game back or maybe a half a game back. But the thought was, okay, the Warriors are going into Florida. They're going to play a Heat team who's trying to stay out of the play-in, and also an Orlando Magic team who's having a pretty good year. And then the news came down that Jimmy Butler was at a tennis tournament the night before and was sick, and now he's not going to play. First, he was probable, then questionable, then out. And that immediately torpedoed the Heat's chances of beating the Warriors, and it helped the Warriors gain some distance from the Rockets, and then they went on to beat Orlando the next night, despite Draymond getting thrown out of the game very early. So that set of two games probably changed the complexion of the season for the Rockets, because despite all the winning, the Warriors continue to win. Now the Warriors, I think, have a five-game winning streak, the longest streak in the NBA right now. And I bring all that up because Jimmy Butler is once again absent from a shoot around. We don't know why. He's probable to play, but it could be anything. Because if you saw yesterday, he was seen in Miami just riding a horse in the street, on a big horse, in a still shot. I don't know if he was filming a commercial or he just decided he wanted to ride a horse someplace. So Sean pointed out that personal, because he's been listed as probable, but he's not at shoot around because of a personal reason. And Sean said, personal generally means something maybe bad happened and you need to take care of it. But considering he's supposed to play, it's more like, personally, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, no, personally, I'm unavailable to be at shoot-around at a noon central.
Stupid-ass shoot-around.
Yeah.
I'm filming a commercial or something else, so yeah. I'll be there when it's time to be there, you think. Because he was probable for that Warriors game, and then turned out he wasn't going to play. He was too sick or hungover or whatever it was. But I just think the mercurial nature of Jimmy Butler may have determined the Rockets' fate, unfortunately.
Just because he wanted to hang out with Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah, and I'm sick.
Go to the Miami Open. Really, the Rockets got screwed that the Miami Open
happened
was in
to
town.
Be, yeah. If it was a week later, you wouldn't have had to worry about it. He probably would have been home and not sick, and he would have. And by the way, the capper to that story is he, after being ruled out sick and then being ruled that he'd be probable for the next game, he was back at the Miami Open. And people are like, oh, if you miss this game, nothing would happen because he's Jimmy Butler. But
I will say, going to the Miami Open, being out listed as sick, and then going back to the Miami Open, that by itself is not a good look.
No, it is not.
It is not a good look.
No, it is not. And his willingness to enjoy his life down in Miami, and you understand it, may have cost the Rockets a chance.
I thought we got lucky. Play-in. I thought we were getting lucky because F1 wasn't in town that week or
who could imagine that he would put being at the Miami Open over being available for an actual game.
I didn't even know Miami Open was a tournament.
Yeah,
come on.
No idea. That's Stephen Ross bringing all these events to the city of Miami.
Thank you, Stephen Ross.
He's screwed the Rockets over. But the Rockets do play the Warriors tonight in a game that is big. It still means something. Just doesn't mean as much as it could have, because the Warriors can't stop winning, and the Rockets had a tough run the last couple nights. They had to host the Mavericks, and Luka was amazing in the first quarter, and that led to a Rockets loss, and then they go to Minnesota in a game where they were up by 10 in the first half. midway through the second quarter. Then they gave up like a 23-4 run. I think they're at 41-31, and the half ended with them being down 54-45. And they fought back in the second half. Late in the fourth quarter, they were within one. Mike Conley hit a runner, and then the Rockets had a bad possession following that, and that kind of ended their hopes there. So the Warriors are in town. Draymond knows that this is a chance to end the Rockets season, and he talked about it on his podcast because why wouldn't he?
Really big time win for us, especially with the Rockets coming out to play. they have lost a couple in a row, and you know, you're three games behind with seven games left, and you're losing the tiebreaker. So four games behind, in a sense, with seven to go. My math serves me correctly. Tomorrow will be an opportunity to end their season, their playoff hopes. If my math serves me correctly, maybe there will be one more game. I haven't looked that up. That's just some rough math for you math geniuses out there that's going to be like, no, they're not mathematically eliminated. And you, like, great. Almost.
Draymond, I know what you're doing there, but like he's listening. I accused the previous show of doing that. Now I'm doing it too. He's in town. He might be listening. Yeah. I would suggest it's already a loss that you're even having this discussion about the Rockets this late in the year when you're the Warriors. I suggest no matter what happens tonight, you are on the short end of this because this is a topic of conversation for the four-time champions.
The fact that they won the battle for the 10th seed in the West, you think that's somehow a negative? They beat out a team whose two best players are 21 years old.
And they lost one of them?
And the other one wasn't one of their best players until March 5th?
Yes. You are shooting back at a player who hasn't played, as you pointed out in the last time we played sound from him, in months. You responded multiple times. This is already a loss. The Rockets have already beat you no matter what happens tonight. That you're devoting attention to what should be another regular season game for you as you're maybe trying to get positioning for a 4 or 5 seed. No, you are trying to lock up a 10 seed and then knowing you have to go on the road in game one and then in game two if you beat the Lakers. This is where we are. This is where you are. So
I think you find yourself.
I think this is a win for the Rockets no matter what. You're the Warriors. What are you doing? Talking to Tari Eason multiple times on your podcast.
I hope Tari Eason goes to the game tonight.
He has to be at the game, right? Maybe. Well, he likes to tweet from home and watch the games from home, but in this instance,
yeah,
he should be on the sidelines.
I was going to say, it's not like he has to buy a ticket.
No.
He maybe likes to watch the game from home.
He does have VIP treatment.
He just loves Craig Ackerman. He's like, man.
I don't know.
Normally, I don't get to listen to him when I'm out there. No. Hollins are pretty... Got pretty good chemistry.
Unfortunately, he's had plenty of opportunities to listen to him this year. Just the nature of an injury. But, yeah, the Rockets tonight, 7 p.m., could be, as Draymond was going through the rough math of it, it's not math. They wouldn't be mathematically eliminated, but they would – they're all really, for all intents and purposes, eliminated right now because the run they have to go on and the downturn the Warriors would have to go on, no matter what happens tonight, would be drastic. But – it's a nice night to pay attention to your team. You know, you can have the two-screen thing going if you want to watch, you know, it's not the Astros. They won't be playing tonight. But other baseball, if you want to do that, or the NHL, I don't know.
Shogun?
Yeah, sure. I caught up on Shogun. But if you want to watch something else on a small screen and have the Rockets up on the big screen, great. It is an important game to see where this team is, and you can tell from Draymond's attitude, despite some of the trolling, they want to put the Rockets away tonight. Let's see if the Rockets respond. It'll just be maybe a smaller step than we had hoped as they try to continue to become a team that is not fighting the 10 seed for a play-in spot, but is really next season hoping just to be a team thinking about playoff positioning as opposed to being on the outside looking in.
This is a game we thought could, like you said, be important for... I'm sorry. I cannot get over the phrase "could be important for the 10th seed in the West." Like
it's nuts, isn't it?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
But could be you know, where this Rockets team is. Could be important. This is a game we thought could be important for the 10th seed in the West. Now it isn't. But I still think it's time, or it's the opportunity to make a statement. I think it's a statement game.
Will they wear their statement jerseys?
Well, they're handing out the T-shirt with the dunk guy on it. Oh, I guess that's the city edition.
Those are the city edition jerseys, yeah.
Thanks, Nike. Thanks that I have to know this, Nike. Yeah. It used to just be Road.
And an alternate, maybe.
A couple are alternates.
Now it's a city edition.
Now they all have names.
They all have names. So the Rockets, no matter what jerseys they're playing in tonight, have a chance to at least make it interesting the rest of the way and just be able to tell Draymond, you're not gonna practically clinch on our home floor.
Hey, you could push around the old Rockets. You could push around James Harden. You could push around Dwight Howard, Eric Gordon, Chris Paul. You couldn't push around P.J. Tucker, but he was on those teams.
Because if you tried, it'd be a problem for you. Yeah.
But you will not push around Jalen Green. You will not push around Dylan Brooks. Well, you already have, but you won't do it again.
No, you won't.
You already won 0-1 all time against Fred VanVleet in the finals.
Thank you. Sure, it took multiple catastrophic injuries, but still.
And he was the sixth man.
The record, he was like maybe the fourth or fifth best player on that team. But whatever. He won a title.
Yeah, you will not be able to push around Jeff Green. You will not be able to push around Jabari Smith.
Although you probably did push around Jeff Green when he was a Cav.
You will not be able to push around Amin Thompson.
No.
This new day.
We're setting the standard. You guys are old.
That's the statement.
You're past your prime. This is new blood, and we're going to show you that they're going to be a problem going forward. And, of course,
next year the 10th seed is ours.
Hopefully more. hopefully we're not having this discussion with six or seven games left
Thompson,
in the year.
Klay Thompson, enjoy your last 10 games on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, enjoy getting smacked around by the Lakers in that 9-10 matchup in L.A. So we'll see how it plays out tonight, but at least something to focus on with the Astros off. But the Rockets playing a team that is actually paying attention to them, and it's the four-time champion Golden State Warriors. I really hope Draymond gets thrown out early, just so I can get another Steph reaction.
Yeah, the most recent dynasty in NBA basketball is clapping back at Tari Eason because they have the 10th seed.
Because of an Instagram post.
Because of a Tari Eason Instagram post about the 10th seed in the West.
Yeah, him mimicking a movie from 1979. This is where we're at. This is where the Warriors at. I'll take all the entertainment they want to give us. But Draymond, I would say it's beneath you, but I've seen your act. It's not beneath you. We appreciate you paying attention to our team, and hopefully they make your life difficult tonight. And if you want to bet on this game, you know where you go to MyBookie. MyBookie.ag gives you the opportunity. If you like the Rockets tonight, or you like the odds on Jalen Green scoring over a certain number, MyBookie has you squared away. It's the one-stop shop for all your sports betting and casino needs, complete with real-life Vegas experiences right from the comfort of your phone. Take your viewing experience to the next level with the real live betting that lets you stream and bet the games right from mybookie.ag. Sign up now and take advantage of a generous welcome bonus on your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you put in $200, you get $300 ready to play instantly using promo code BET975. And of course, you know the fun doesn't stop there. You'll get up-to-the-minute odds, props, and this week's expert predictions to help you decide who to put your money on. And the best part about MyBookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. If you think UConn's delay getting to Phoenix is going to affect them, you can put some money down on anyone but UConn winning the title. MyBookie has you covered. Just use promo code BET975 to secure your welcome bonus today, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Welcome back. And the talk about the Rockets isn't just from current NBA champions. The two guys, probably along with Doc Rivers, who have milked the most out of one title, are Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Like, I know that team was great, the invention of the big three, but the fact that you only won one.
you made a finals again, and you lost the Lakers. You can point to injuries, like maybe Kendrick Perkins, of all people, you want to blame for not being able to close that out when you went back to L.A. But that team won one title, and they're looked at as legendary. Man, the Mavericks won one title. Are they a legendary basketball team? No, but those two Celtics, along with Doc Rivers, have milked it for all it's worth, and now we're talking about 16 years ago now. But they were talking on the on Truth and the Ticket podcast in reference to their nicknames as players, and they're discussing the Rockets. What are they going to do? And that's been a discussion here. Without Şengün, they've taken off. We'll see how they close out the season after losing the last two. And I'll throw it in there that they had started playing well with Şengün, and that's forgotten by me because it's been a long time since he played. But they're in the midst of turning it around with Şengün. But the talk has been, look how great Jalen Green is without him. So here's Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett discussing the Rockets' next move.
Stepping up right now, Pete.
He might have been holding them back.
Man, he was holding them up. What you mean? He was one of their top, if not their best player, bro. You can't say that. Can't say that.
I get it. The numbers say that.
So let me say this. When one thing, when you lose a weapon, you got to, you really have no choice but to switch it up and go to something else because you don't have that no more, right? When you can make this adjustment and then still thrive, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't holding it up. He was an anchor. He out now. Now they're playing a whole nother way now because they got to.
This might be the way they need to play.
Okay, say that.
It was a longer conversation than what Kevin Garnett, who was talking about how important Şengün was, Paul Pierce was the dissenting voice, is that he meant by anchor not holding them down, but he was the reason why they were afloat. And then the discussion became, well, maybe without him, they're better. You know, the big man, Kevin Garnett, doesn't think so. Paul Pierce thought differently. And then they got into how much it would cost to pay them. And can you pay them both? And who? And what about Jabari Smith? Although Paul Pierce initially called him Jabari Parker. Hey, you misstep. But he corrected himself. But I just wanted to throw in Paul Pierce slander. That's just part of my deal. But
I know, I noticed.
Yeah, I can't stand the Celtics for multiple reasons. You pooped on the court, let's be clear. You pooped on yourself on the court, let's be clear. Faking injuries because of that. Clearly, there's no bias here.
Okay, so the power rankings of who milked the most out of the 08 Celtics.
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers
He's number one.
Doc Rivers
I think
won.
Those guys overcame Doc Rivers to win a title. And then the rest of them, starting with Paul Pierce. Kevin Garnett.
I think Pierce won. I think Pierce won.
Even beyond Doc.
Oh, no. I mean, of the players. But Doc is obviously number
Pierce
one.
Is number one of the players.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett was a Hall of Fame player before he even put on Celtics green. Paul Pierce was a Celtics legend. He wasn't an NBA legend. But, you know, they gravitate towards the guys. I understand. He's your guy. You love him. Paul Pierce was fine. A good player. He won that title. Now he wants to put himself as one of the best of all time. Stop it.
The next amongst players?
Beyond Pierce?
Beyond Pierce.
Kendrick Perkins. Clearly.
Kendrick Perkins.
Clearly. He's got that one title, and he turned that into a post-career that involves being on ESPN all the time. Of course.
Even during his career, I
he
feel
would
like
lean he, on that. He would. You should listen to me because I won a title as their sixth best player. It'd be like, I don't want to throw slant. It'd be like if Fred Van Fleet did it.
About the Raptors
if
title.
If he went in and was all he talked about was how he won a title and why you should follow him. Well, Siakam was better than you in that series. I don't want to slander.
Kawhi Leonard's the only one who really.
And Kyle Lowry had a great series. I don't want to slander Fred Van Fleet because he's not Kendrick Perkins. Perkins is the dude who will do that. Stop it. You start naming the more important Celtics on that team and you're low on the list, buddy. James Posey was probably more important.
Leon Poe had some big moments.
Thank you. Big Baby.
Big Baby.
Kendrick Perkins.
Big Baby hasn't really leveraged the title as much.
He tried to – well, I don't know if being an NBA champion is how you make your in the porn directing industry because that's what he did for a little bit. He tried it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I'm Big Baby Davis. I don't know if you know. I won a title with the Celtics. Can I direct your porn?
2008. Yeah. 2008 Celtics.
Can I – will you let me direct this movie? I don't know if he did that. But, yeah, we haven't heard a lot from Glenn Big Baby Davis about the title and trying to use it as a way to be a part of basketball going forward. But Kendrick Perkins, number two behind Paul Pierce. But the point of the discussion, as we digress from ripping Celtics, is that the money came up. Who you're paying and how, And would you pay one this offseason? Would you wait? And I brought it up on the show before because, you know, the thought is, hey, we'll just give him $35 million. Can't we just give Sengun $35 million? Do you know what the max is for Sengun? Shams reported this a couple weeks ago when he got hurt.
Is it like $30
million? It's 5 years, $225 million. An annual average of $45 million per year.
Oof.
That would be the max if they want to give that to Sengun. Because Jalen Green's – they're in the same draft class, but because Jalen Green was drafted in the top five, I think, what, three? Was it three overall?
Number two.
Two behind Kate Cunningham. Jalen would be over $50 million per year if they gave him the max. Now, we know before this run of success where there's another part of that clip where they were where he was called Baby McGrady by one of the two. I don't remember. Before this run of success, no one was thinking we're giving Jalen Green money. Now, if you couldn't get him to take less and he wanted the rookie extension max, $52 million per year.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can give either guy the max. The max?
They're both eligible for it, and that's why the topic comes up. But
I'm sure they're eligible for it.
Yeah, but can you give
I'm
either
sure they're one, asking for it, too.
Can you give either one of them those deals?
I don't think you can do it.
And then you wind up getting up players who are upset. And I guess I wouldn't say rightfully so. I don't think either one has played to a level where you can give them that.
Oh, could I also say, hey, we can sign you for less than the max? Yeah, that's possible.
It is possible.
That's possible for
no,
for,
it definitely is
for two guys that have been good in the NBA for combined 75 games.
Yeah, you were. They were part of some of the worst teams in the NBA over the course of the first 2 years, and it took until after the All-Star break for them to start figuring it out. So, I understand the hesitation. I would be hesitant too. I'm just telling you what their options are and what they might think they should be getting.
Do you think it's possible to sign one and not the other?
It's possible.
It
just means the other one's out.
Intrapersonal relationship part of it.
I think you have, particularly because they're very young, you'd have to hope that those two really love it here and love playing with each other, which I don't know. For one of them to get all the money and the other one to be asked to take a discount.
Or to wait on it.
Yeah, hey.
Or to be like, hey, the deal's coming next year.
I don't know if you can give one a big deal in the summer and then tell the other one to wait without also say, we're going to trade you. Because we know egos play a part, and Jalen Green has played really well. And the thought was coming into this last 20 games before he took off was, Sengun, if anyone's getting paid, it's Sengun, and Jalen Green would have to prove it. But he is the guy with the higher draft status. And why that should mean anything 3 years in, I don't know. But it would. And if you're telling him that the guy who was picked lower than him is getting money, but when he exited the scene, you took off, and you're
35 points,
and we're not giving you any money, it could turn into something. I just don't know their personalities. It may not matter. They may be so happy being here that one could get paid and the other would say, you know what, my deal is coming. That's just not how the NBA usually works.
It's crazy how fast you have to make this decision. And especially with like how the numbers in the NBA work.
Yeah,
now
when you haven't won anything and you have to make major decisions on guys who are very young still but haven't, as our discussion was previously, talking about hopefully staying in the 10 seed race.
Yeah, and I think it's harder because it's two of them. It almost penalizes you for having two good players as opposed to, like, the Hornets last year because, obviously, the two guys we're talking about were in the 2021 NBA draft. LaMelo Ball was in the 2020 NBA draft, and they signed him. Basically, like, it was a don't even think about it, here's the max, you're our guy kind of situation. And now
he doesn't play.
Well, yeah, A, he doesn't play. When he did play, he was good, put up some numbers,
didn't lead to winning.
They didn't do anything, and they made we talked a lot about the 10 seed today. I think they made the play-in, I want to say, one year or maybe both years, and got
destroyed.
They lost by like 30 points both times.
Yeah.
But when he comes up, it's a no doubt about it, got a maximum.
He's your franchise player, though.
Yes,
you have to give him his money.
But when it's two of them.
Who is the franchise player?
Yeah.
The person who sits in this seat, I'm sitting in the Lance seat, will tell you definitively it's Sengun because he's irreplaceable because of he's the big man who can do all the things on offense. A lot of people would say you want the high-scoring guard. And the discussion has been, well, it's easy to find those guys. Well, you might think, maybe, but those guys are generally highly valued, and it takes a lot of assets to acquire them. And if you have one in your own building, do you let him go if you think he is that level of talent? And the potential for Jalen Green, and certainly what we've seen over the last month, would suggest he can be that guy. It just so happens that they're up against it, kind of. They don't have to do anything now.
Yeah.
It'll just be part of the discussion in the offseason.
Yeah. It's just, I just would wish to have more than one season of a data point to give these guys a combined $90 million a year for the next 4 years.
While you're paying the other backcourt guy 40-something and then your wing guy 20.
And yeah, you know what? What this really tells me is Fred VanVleet, enjoy next year on the Rockets.
Yeah.
That third year will not be up.
Yeah, because
that team option will be declined.
Yeah, because think about it. Jabari Smith is a guy, I'm not saying we're giving him max money, but that's the benefit and the curse of having high draft picks.
And a lot of them.
And a lot of them. Oklahoma City will know this soon. They acquired Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, so it's a little different, but or Jalen Williams is going to want a lot of money. Chet Holmgren at some point will want a lot of money. Josh Giddey, they may say, we're good. We have a league guard. We're not going to pay you, but we like our wing and Jalen Williams. We like our big and Chet Holmgren, and we have all these picks in the tuck. What do we do with them? So the Rockets are probably the proto Thunder, where the Thunder have made the 10 seed, and now they're one of the best teams in basketball. The Rockets hopefully will achieve that. And I don't know if it'll be as meteoric a rise because they don't have a backcourt guy like Shai, who's an MVP candidate. Maybe Jalen becomes that. Certainly hope so. But decisions will have to be made, and you have guys like washed, overrated Celtics. Kevin Garnett's a great player. Paul Pierce, whatever. Take him or leave him. But you have Celtics who are prominent voices in the space because of what they've done. People are going to pay attention to what they say, and they're having these discussions about what to do with young Rockets and who's important and who should get paid. And Rafael Stone and Tillman Fertitta, well, and along with Ime Udoka, will eventually have to come to a conclusion on that too. So we'll see. We are way late for a break. We'll come back with more. We'll hear from Joe Espada talking about the pitching, which has been really good, particularly the starters, and also more on Yordan, who had a great night. And he's warming up along with Yiner and Pena, who've been really good all year long. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are.
No, not really. Okay.
That's the voice of Michael Carroll. We hope to have him here with us tomorrow to update you on what you should or should not watch as far as pop culture. He was very busy last week, so he didn't join us. So we'll see if Michael's available tomorrow. Before we went to break, I mentioned discussing what the Astros did last night. An easy victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. They win that game 8-0. They have a day off, and they head up to Arlington to face the hated Rangers. And it's weird to say the defending World Series champions. That's weird because that entire region has been really a dumpster fire about as far as success since about 2011 when the Mavericks won a world title. But the Rangers are the champions, unfortunately. The Astros had their chance to make that not a thing, and they couldn't win home games. But we'll see what happens in this weekend series. A guy who's feeling really good about himself coming off a big night last night was Yordan. And here's Joe Espada discussing Yordan's big night.
Not a lot of people can leave the yard right center field. The second home run, it was more impressive because I thought that Meazza actually executed his pitch. That sinker was down, and he went pretty much just kind of golf it. So that's how strong, that's how good he is. Anytime he could put some good swings like that and hit some balls hard, and it's a good sign. That's exactly what we need, especially doing it with people on base. And I think it's contagious, kind of, spread it throughout the lineup.
8-0 the win last night. Yordan with 4 hits, 2 home runs, and the Astros lead the league in home runs hit. And yet They're 2-5, but the bats are alive. At least, it's not been a consistent thing, but certainly playing Toronto has helped. They hit Yordan hit his two. Altuve hit a home run. Pena hit a home run. So they beat up on that Toronto pitching so much so that one of the pitchers, Bassett, has Yordan when Yordan drove in his second run of the night, doubling Altuve at the end of the inning when Bassett got out of it. He said, "You're effing killing me, man." They shared a laugh, a little tap on the back, because Yordan has bombed Bassett throughout his career. Is it five home runs? And that was before I was. Yeah, it's a really good stat in Yordan's favor. So, and Bassett's aware of it. It flashed across the screen. I think right after they had their interaction, that Yordan has punished that guy, and they continued last night. So the Astros get a win. They go to Arlington, and they enjoy the day off. And we'll see what happens up there. I did want to get to a couple other things regarding sports in the city, and really it's a question for Sean because I don't know his stance on this. So we're a three sport town when it comes to the major sports. You want to throw in the Dynamo as well? You can do that. So there are four professional options in this town, and hockey has been getting a push. They had a big event at Carbach maybe a month or so ago now, and a lot of people showed up. I think over the course of the afternoon or the day, I think 4,000 people rolled through. That's the level of interest, I guess, there is for a hockey team in the city. Do you think this city would enjoy what happened with the Rangers and the Devils yesterday? If you missed it, there are hockey rules that I don't know a lot about, but whatever rule says, we are going to agree that all five of us on each side, the goalies were excluded, they didn't have to fight, that all five of us, we're going to drop the gloves and start this game off with the melee. I'm in. I don't know what rule that is, but I welcome it. If I grew up in Southern California, not exactly a hockey hotbed, but hockey was becoming a thing when I was a kid. So I watched a lot of hockey as a kid. If you want to bring that to this city, please. The Rockets have been a welcome distraction over the last month, but if they were as bad as they were, the last couple of years, we could have had hockey, and we could have had things where five-a-side fighting. Sean, where do you stand? Let's even remove the histrionics of the Rangers and Devils. If I told you...
Just in general, do I want hockey?
Okay, I guess if I guarantee you every 15 games we're having a fight,
yeah,
like that.
Once or twice a season.
Okay, you would welcome hockey to Toyota Center.
It would definitely, it helps its odds, yeah. It definitely makes it more appealing to me than just like... Because my stance on like the hockey to Houston stuff is,
whatever.
I don't care. Do your thing. I don't... Well, if Tillman Fertitta wants it so badly, there's nothing I can do to stop him.
It's true.
There's literally... All I can do is not show up, which I feel like a lot of people would not show up, at least early on. But we all know, I think we all know how it goes, and I think I am very clear-eyed with what my participation with NHL in Houston would be.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
I think I would agree. I agree. Even though we do this, like, think about this and what we do for a living. In a time where you hope the Rockets are going to be good going forward, the Astros are starting, the Texans offseason probably won't be as exciting all the time, so they probably wouldn't take up that much conversation, but we're leading up to a draft, and but the hockey season is kind of coming to an end to get into the playoffs. How much time would we devote to hockey?
The Rockets basically are always at least a second top, most 75% of the year, they are capped at being the number two topic, either with number one being the Texans now that they're good, or the Astros.
Yes.
They cannot be the number one topic most times. Like a game. Obviously, if they make
a major trade or something,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but as far as like game to game, they're... And so that's the NBA. Now you're throwing NHL in there too, which its season 100% overlaps with the NBA into a city with a bunch of people. And I know there's a lot of transplants, but at least theoretically, if those transplants are hockey fans, they already have a hockey team that they support in theory.
Yeah, I don't know how hockey fans do they – are they easily movable? Like, all right, I'm in this city now. I'm a Rangers fan. Oh, New Yorkers are different. But I'm a San Jose Sharks fan, if they exist outside of San Jose. And I'm here now. But there's a hockey team here now, so I'm going to root for them. I don't know how hockey fans operate when it comes to that stuff.
And those are the hockey fans already. Then you have the other large percent of the population, like myself, who has seen single-digit hockey games in my life.
Okay.
Like, I've probably am, like, around 5 hockey games watched total, lifetime. So I don't know anything about it, which would make my job harder.
Depending on the show, maybe not.
Yeah, would probably lead to us talking about it less, or at least me talking about it less. But then you just have to educate a whole bunch of people that, again, have no connection to your sport. It already in a city where we see it when the Rockets are bad, when the Texans are bad, when the Astros are bad, interest wanes.
Yeah, hockey here in this town would have to be good early. They have to be Vegas Knights good early, probably.
And I even think like past like just say boom, snap your finger, next year they're starting a hockey team. Like the hockey team they're playing next season. I think they'll get a initial bump early in the season, maybe the first like 10 games of the season. Hope they don't fall on Sundays during football season. And then I feel like it'll be a precipitous drop off for the rest of the season until if they make the playoffs, they go on a playoff run and then everyone will be kind of back in. And I think that's how I would approach it too, is I will not really invest that much time in this team until they make the second round of the playoffs.
Now, a lot of people here have beards for facial hair. Who's most likely to be like, I'm going to grow a hockey beard for the playoffs to mimic the team?
And Paul.
Yeah, that's the obvious. Clearly the answer. Clearly. Paul is definitely hockey beard guy.
Because when he moved to Tampa, the Lightning, that was when the Lightning first got like really good.
Okay.
And I think they won, they probably won a Stanley Cup somewhere in there. And so Paul was like into hockey in high school. And then obviously he's just like, there's no need to follow hockey for his job anymore. And he's kind of like just fallen out of it. So I feel like if hockey got brought to Houston, he would A, initially be in, and then B, would be willing to grow his facial hair out.
Because we got
playoff run.
We got two Midwesterners in Joel and in Joe. I don't know if Joe's a Blackhawks fan, but there's got to be some hockey buried in, if we haven't talked about it, hockey buried within him.
He has never once mentioned hockey.
Okay,
to me, so.
Who knows? And then Joel, I got to believe. I don't know, but I got to believe he's got some hockey there. And then you've got Paul, who out and out would have a beard, would probably, for Halloween, dress up as a hockey player at some point.
Oh, yeah, if there's like one cool hockey player that we find out, we have this like awesome, you know, I don't know. Lithuanian dude, Swedish dude who plays hockey.
Somebody from Finland, possibly. Yeah.
Paul would dress up as him for Halloween.
So what I found out is when this station gets a specialty hockey show, you won't be hosting or producing it.
I maybe produce it, but I will not be able to speak
under
on air.
Under protest, you'll be producing it.
Well, I would have to. I would be a. I wouldn't talk as much.
Yeah, it'd be like when Charlie Epps talks to one of his producers and asks them a golf question, and most of the time is like, "What?"
Yes. Oh, you mean like me producing the Charlie
or me
Call Power?
Or me when I did it? Yeah, the Honda Open.
I know enough. I can throw out some guys and some you know.
But if you ask me whose game fits the course, I'm out. I got no shot. So
Xander Schauffele.
That's a name, certainly. It is a name of a hockey. I mean, of a golfer.
Tony Finau. I can go all day.
Yeah, I can start. I can name golfers how they play. I'm out. I just thought, if we guaranteed fighting on that level, I'd be in.
I'm in. Yes, if we get what they did last night, I'm in.
I'm in. If you missed it, it's out there. The Rangers and the Devils got into a five-a-side fight because the teams agreed to it beforehand, because apparently the history is one of the Rangers knocked out one of the Devils with an elbow or something, and they had to have reparations for it, and they got into it, and then the game went on. I think because of how hockey works, the guys who start the fight, the first two guys on opposite sides are good, and then the rest of the guys get thrown out of the game. So I think they just put on all their like fourth liners or guys who barely had minutes and go out there, so we can finish off the game. But if that comes to Houston, I welcome it. A Houston team versus the Stars like that, Dallas Stars, I'm in. We got one more segment to go here. We went way long, but hey, it was a discussion about Sean's disinterest in hockey. Why wouldn't we go long? One more segment to go. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
This show ends with disappointment. That might be always the case for you guys because you hate segments that we do. But for us, we found out. No food coming today for us. So it wasn't an April Fool's thing. It just so happens that maybe there was a miscommunication. So we are not getting food, which means Sean, who has to work till 3, will have to make other arrangements. But that, and it's really about the promise of food and then not showing up. And that's what bothers us. Like, I don't eat in the morning, and I eat when I get home, but I thought I was getting free food today. So I was ready for it. We're like dogs when you put food in front of us.
Yeah.
And we start getting excited and agitated and waiting. And unfortunately for us, the owner pulled the food away.
Yeah, they showed us the Purina bag and yeah, then pulled it away.
Not today, not for you. So we will make other arrangements. But, you know, just a personal aside is we thought we were getting a delicious lunch, and it's not the case. So you guys benefit from us not chewing on the air, because that's always good when radio hosts do that. We got not a lot of time left. So no food for us. But let me ask you this, Sean. If you thought of a more, not toxic, but the Canseco Manziel potential offspring, where would you rank that on levels of hell? Not Jose and Johnny. Because yeah, that's impossible.
I was going to say, you're going to have to talk me through, because I have zero
reference to this. Jose Canseco has a daughter, Josie Canseco. I think at one point she was on a reality show. But she's,
I'm sure she was.
Surprisingly enough. But she's also a model. Jose Canseco married well, or at least for a little bit. He had an attractive wife. And oddly enough, a baseball player would. So he has Josie Canseco, and she was seen on a plane where her feet are up on a person who appears to be Johnny Manziel. Can you imagine that wedding? Jose Canseco showing up to a wedding featuring Johnny Manziel. I don't know if, like, I'm sure Josie Canseco is a very nice young woman, but the Canseco Manziel combination, I'm here for it. Only because I would like to hear Jose Canseco's thoughts on Johnny, thoughts on his daughter dating Johnny, and everything that comes with it.
I mean, we know this isn't...
It's not a long-lasting thing, you don't think?
When I think of the last name Canseco, and I don't know Josie, so maybe she's different. When I think of just the last name Canseco, and I think of the last name Manziel, the phrase that comes to mind is not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
And I cannot imagine that... Hey, again, maybe love is love. Maybe I'm wrong.
They were here in Houston for Travis Scott's Cactus Jack celebrity softball game.
Oh, yeah, where all romances start.
Amber Rose and CJ Stroud that they had to say wasn't a real thing. Not real.
Don't spread misinformation last 10 seconds of the show.
Yes, that was something that was quickly pushed aside and put to bed. That's not a real thing.
Unlike Amber Rose, that rumor was put to bed by CJ Stroud.
Allegedly nothing happened. He was just being a nice guy, gave her a ride. Because the Sprinter van left her. Of course, that happens.
Classic.
So he just gave her a ride. An actual ride.
Okay.
I'm just, you want me to clear things up?
No, I can tell we're both hungry and we're not on our A game.
We're punchy right now. But the Josie Manziel, the Josie Canseco future wedding with Johnny, I don't know if it's imminent, but I'd welcome it just to see what happens after the wedding and how Jose Canseco would handle it. We're done for the day. I'm done. Sean's here, unfortunately for him. He's hungry. But Gallant and George up next, followed by the Killer Bees. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.